B-Pod Studios.
Now,
Bizarre.
WMMR presents Bizarre. Kristen and Steve's Bizarre File.
A student pilot on his first lesson was forced to make an unplanned emergency landing after his instructor fell unconscious. This is his first lesson.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. On Saturday, trainee Max Sylvester took off for a lesson in a Cessna light aircraft from the airport in Western Australia, but quickly realized his instructor could not be able to help. Radioing air traffic control, the trainee pilot told them the issue. He said, he's leaning over my shoulder. I'm trying to keep him up, but he just keeps falling down. The operator asked, do you know how to operate this airplane? And he said, this is my first lesson, adding that it would be his first landing as well. So, Casey, do we have audio of this?
Yeah,
let's play a little and see how this goes.
Tango Foxtrot Romeo, do you know how to operate the airplane?
Very, very light. This is my first lesson.
Instructor at the moment, are they unconscious?
He's leaning over my shoulder. I'm trying to keep him up, but he keeps falling down.
The first thing we're going to do is make sure that the wings stay level and that you keep consistent altitude.
No, he hasn't woken up. I've just tried to lift his head back up just to check to see how he's going, but he's not responding.
Wow.
That is pretty calm.
Yep. All right, so here's another clip of him being calmed down by the control tower. Here we go.
Your job right now is just keep focusing on that aircraft as best you can. Secondary to that is just to keep his head upright and his body upright in the seat. But we're going to get you on the ground very soon and get both of you guys on the ground safely.
They continue to calm him down and guide him through the flight and back towards the runway, saying things like, you're doing a really great job. I know this is really stressful, but you're doing an amazing job, and we're going to help you get down to the ground.
The odds are incredibly against you, but I think you're going to do great.
Oh,
yeah, you know, and the hell with him for dying on you, right?
According to Mr. Sylvester's instructor from the Air Australia International School, remain unconscious and unresponsive, slumped over in the co-pilot seat. With instruction from the ground, Mr. Sylvester was remotely guided to the landing strip where the emergency services were waiting, and he was able to land the plane safely.
Wow. On your first time, kudos to the people in the tower, but I'd be crapping myself.
The owner of the flying school, Chuck McElway, told reporters that he'd never seen an incident like this in his almost 30 years of operation. He said that he praised the young pilot, the air traffic controller and remote instructor did an exceptional job to get everyone safely on the ground. The instructor, Robert Mullard, has been taken to a hospital where he remained under evaluation and in stable condition. So I don't know the full
thing. We have something to tell you. It's part of your first lesson. I pretend that I pass out. And you did a great job.
Oh, my God.
It's all part of keep you calm under pressure.
It's part of the accelerated program.
Wow. All right, moving on. Listen how weird this is. A woman has been killed by her own rooster.
This is unbelievable.
After an animal attacked her while she was collecting eggs, after this animal did.
Now, where did this happen, Preston?
Happened in Australia.
Of course it did!
The elderly victim was in her pet's coop before tragedy struck. It punctured one of her varicose veins with its beak before the victim bled to death.
So here's the sound of an Australian rooster, by the way.
Her name and age have been withheld to avoid further trauma to the family. The shocking incident has since sparked a public warning about how harmless animals can still kill.
Isn't a varicose vein sort of like a dead vein?
I have never really understood exactly what I know you can just see them.
Yeah.
No, they're not dead.
No. Well, yeah, apparently this is a problem.
Especially when you have roosters.
Forensics expert Professor Roger Baird claims another elderly woman died overseas in a similar circumstance after a cat scratched her leg. Professor Baird, who has been studying deaths due to seemingly harmless animals, wants to help doctors in conducting postmortem exams and to warn people about hidden dangers. He said, most importantly, I'm trying to get elderly people that have varicose veins and have them treated with a simple operation because they are especially vulnerable to being broken.
I didn't know that. They talk about these vein clinics all the time to get rid of that stuff, right? Like it's like an outpatient thing. They just have a rooster rip them out.
He said that it was...
I had a friend who had varicose veins removed. She said she could feel them pulling them out of her leg.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Wow.
And she said it's not
just... That doesn't
just,
sound good.
It's not just an animal attack because we have done studies that show people have just been around their homes and bled to death by knocking their leg and the vein on something.
Wow.
So, yeah. Like
holy
a,
hell.
Yeah, like a coffee table or something like that. Wow, messed up. Okay.
Do not buy coffee tables.
No.
How about this? And this is a tough one to get through because it was poorly translated from another language, and I had to make a lot of notes here, so I'll do my best.
All right.
A person wanted a part of his penis amputated after he strangulated it with a rubber band to try and cease a cancerous tumor from rising.
Oh, so he tried to mitigate a cancerous tumor by wrapping a rubber band tightly around his penis.
That's exactly it.
Okay.
The 65-year-old...
Is that medically sound?
The 65-year-old affected person went to the hospital due to an ache in his genitals, and medical doctors found that he had been attempting to deal with cancers with a chunk of elastic.
Uh-huh.
By the time they eliminated the rubber band in surgical procedure, it had lowered into the pores and skin and broken the tissue. They referred to the incident as an uncommon emergency and mentioned that males typically received issues caught on their penises in pranks or sexual misadventures.
But never for cancer treatment.
Yeah, one knowledgeable source said utilizing the band was definitely not smart and that males typically attempt to remedy well-being issues themselves when their penis is concerned. However, they need to overcome the embarrassment and seek health care providers as quickly as possible.
Yeah, that's probably sage advice.
Yeah, so apparently doctors handled the person who was additionally having dialysis therapy due to kidney failure. And he had an ache in his penis for 2 months, though it's unclear how long the rubber band was on there. Once they examined him, they discovered a penile tumor in the form of a cauliflower.
Oh, man.
It was
and
called
I like cauliflower.
Squamous cell carcinoma.
Jesus.
It typically appears like scaly crimson patches, open sores, elevated growths with a central dip or warts, all of which can crust or bleed. These are some of your favorite words, Kathy. They'll develop into disfiguring or life-threatening.
Anybody hungry?
If allowed to develop. So they had to amputate part of this guy.
That's horrific.
Johnson, especially because he had wrapped a rubber band around it because he thought that would fix the problem.
Don't do that yourself. You got to go to someone who's a professional rubber band cancer therapy.
Yeah.
93.3 WMMR. Audio on demand. It's the Bizarre File podcast.
You probably saw this over the weekend. A Georgia probation officer reportedly resigned and her friend was arrested on felony charges after the former officer let her friend borrow her badge and gun to get free snacks at a local gas station.
Yeah, that's nice.
Brandy Green was at a gas station last week with her friend, Petra Edgerton.
Yeah.
When she allegedly let Edgerton borrow her gun and badge to go into a Quick Trip store while Green waited in the car.
Want some Pringles and cookies. Can I borrow your gun?
While some stores give discounts or free food to first responders, police officer J.T. Smith saw Edgerton using the badge to get free food and realized that he didn't recognize her. So a real cop was there, saw this person. He's like, I don't know who that is. So
it's okay, I'm pretending.
According to the video of Smith's body camera footage, Smith pulled over Edgerton's car and saw that she was still wearing the badge. Smith asked Edgerton, who do you work for?
The police.
And she replied that she worked for the Department of Community Supervision. He said, are you a police officer or are you not a police officer? And then Edgerton says, so, because a black person walks into a store with a badge and gun, it's an issue? And he says, it has nothing to do with you being black. And then she admitted that she was not an officer and that her friend had let her borrow her credentials and weapon.
Oh, man.
Green's conduct triggered an internal investigation, and she was suspended, and she resigned on the same day. Edgerton, the friend, was arrested with impersonating an officer.
Yes, I mean, of course.
That's a felony. So, come on.
Oh, man. What? You can't impersonate an officer?
Yeah. Well, please.
You know, if you're the friend, like, do your friend a solid and just say, I stole her gun and badge. Do you know what I mean? Like,
she lent it to me. She said it'd be completely fine. In fact, she encouraged me to do it. She said it was a great way to get discounts.
Police have arrested a woman for attacking an Uber driver in Atlanta Sunday night. The Uber driver was dropping a customer off and told police that the woman approached him. He says that she jumped on the hood of his car, got inside, and ransacked it. And then when he pulled her out, she bit him.
What?
All while
you do not bite an Uber driver.
All while people nearby just watch. The video shows a young woman biting the Uber driver, and she wouldn't let go. He said she was like an animal on me. He said a dog doesn't bite like this. The driver says,
when I hear it,
okay. You think of the guy's head?
I think of the guy.
The guy's face?
And his wife.
It's hilarious. If you've never seen that video, it's worth seeing. The driver says, he was dropping two passengers off when the woman started attacking him and his car ripping off his windshield wipers and interior items. He said, I have to replace it all. He says that he wanted to defend himself, but he also didn't know how to react to a female attacker. He said, that made me confused.
I'm giving you a bad review.
She's young. She's a woman. She's coming from nowhere, and I don't know how to deal with her.
And she's feral.
The driver said he wished people would have helped pull her off instead of just filming it with their phones. He said he's going to miss about a week worth of shifts while he makes repairs to his car and is left with the bill. He's reaching out to Uber to see if they will help out. The woman has been arrested and is currently in custody.
The pound.
Yeah, the pound. Six congregation members ended up in the emergency room after attending church. A 74-year-old parishioner identified as Mr. Jones is allegedly to blame. Mr. Jones baked some cookies and took them to church. The other congregants thought that they were partaking in a bit of sinful cookie eating, but they didn't realize just how sinful. Turned out Mr. Jones' cookies had a little special ingredient in them.
Oh, boy.
It was weed. The churchgoers reported to the hospital with adverse effects and said that the cookies tasted unusually salty.
That was semen.
Jones initially denied adding anything to the cookies, but police searched his home and they ended up finding an orange pill bottle containing capsules of a brown oily substance, which later tested positive for marijuana.
Well, you know, Mr. Jones.
He ended up...
We got a thing going on.
Turning himself in and has been charged with criminal recklessness and possession of hash oil. And then one last story. Pope Francis has apologized for arriving late for his weekly prayer in St. Peter's Square, saying that he was stuck in an elevator in the Vatican.
Yeah, I saw this.
Yeah. The 82-year-old pontiff said that he had been trapped in the lift for 25 minutes because of a power outage before he was freed by firefighters. He said, I have to apologize for being late. And he then asked the crowd for a round of applause for the firefighters. Addressing the crowd, the Pope said that there had been a drop in voltage and the elevator stopped. Thank goodness the firefighters arrived, he said, and I thank them so much. After 25 minutes of work, they managed to get it started again.
He climbed up the shaft and went through one of the vents.
Come out to the coast. We'll have a few laughs.
Television networks in Italy, which broadcast the prayer live, had been... had been concerned that the unprecedented delay may have been due to health reasons, but not at all. He was just stuck in an elevator.
Yeah, yeah.
He could
have delivered the mass to the intercom.
The Pope announced that he would create 10 new Roman Catholic cardinals next month.
Because of the elevator incident?
Because what?
Because of the elevator incident?
Yeah, I guess so. No, how cool would that have been to be stuck in the elevator with
the Pope?
With
yeah.
the Pope.
You know you're going to be fine, yeah.
Yeah. Although, even with the Pope, eventually you'd run out of something to talk about, and it would just be awkward.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
Thanks for listening to Preston and Steve's Bizarre File Podcast. Go to PrestonandSteve.com, click On Demand for full show podcasts, and to subscribe so you never miss an episode.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.